Thank you for calling Roadrunner, the nation's premier high-speed online service. For Roadrunner sales or general information, press 1. For Roadrunner customer support, press 2. Please choose from the following customer support options. You may also receive support, including technical fax, email, and chat, by going to help.rr.com. For Roadrunner billing and accounts, press 1. For Roadrunner literature or software disquets, or if you have questions about your Roadrunner service, press 2. If you have forgotten your password or your password is not working, or if you are having a connection problem, press 3. For password reset or a password error problem, press 1. If the light labeled ready on the cable modem is off,
good evening, this is Matt speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, I got a really big problem with this Wile E. Coyote thing. I got it hooked up to my Mac TV, and it's just not working. It's like, it was working earlier, and I was connecting, and I was downloading stuff, and then all of a sudden, it just turned off, and I have no idea.
Alright, what are you having trouble with now?
I have a Mac TV, and I'm using the Wile E. Coyote service, and...
Alright, hold on. What is a Mac TV?
It's a Mac TV. It's a black computer. I don't know. It's a Mac
just,
TV.
Is it an actual Macintosh computer?
Yeah, it's yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I've never heard of it.
I just want to.
Yeah,
it's
a Mac. It's black. I don't know. I watch TV on it and I. You know,
okay.
Download.
All right. I just want to know what it was. I didn't really know what it was. What operating system does it run?
System 6.
Okay.
Oh wait, no, actually 6.03. Sorry.
All right. Is this what Roadrunner was installed on?
Excuse me?
Did we actually install Roadrunner on this?
Yeah, whatever the Wile E. Coyote guy said. He said he came in and he plugged it in and everything worked fine. I don't know.
All right, I've
had it for like about, I don't know, 2 weeks now. It's been working fine.
What's your address?
My address? 135 Round Road, Gilderland, New York.
What's your phone number?
375-4289.
What's the last name on the account?
Television.
Television?
Yeah.
What's the first name?
Abby. It's actually not my name, it's my uncle's name. I just moved here from California, so I don't know real a lot about the area.
ABY?
ABY, what's that?
What, how you spell, how's that?
A-V-I-E. Abby.
A-V-I-E?
Yeah, he's Puerto Rican.
I'm not finding any type of account for him.
I mean, is there anything, I just gotta send an email out. Is there any tricks I can do? Can I turn it upside down? I mean, I've hit it like 10 times. The thing practically has a dent in it, and that doesn't seem to work. I don't know. I'm getting really frustrated. I gotta send an email out to my cousin and tell her that we're not gonna be there this weekend, so.
Alright. Well.
Should I turn this
now,
thing on and off?
When you keep saying Wile E. Coyote, do you mean Roadrunner?
Oh, I don't know what it is. I thought it was Wile E. Coyote. It's one of those cartoon characters. I don't know.
Okay. Can you see? There should be a cable modem.
Yep. Where's that? Is that on the floor?
Should be, yeah, near the computer.
I don't know. What's it look like again?
It's usually either a white or black box about the size of a video cassette. It's got some green lights on it.
I see green lights, yeah. I really can't see. It's way in the back underneath the thing.
All right, take a look, and I need to know what lights are on and what lights are off.
Well, there's a top one, and then there's a red one that's blinking.
A red one that's blinking?
Yeah. I think that's red. I don't know. I'm colorblind. Actually, no, wait. There's a top one and there's a bottom one.
I'm sorry?
There's a top one and a bottom one that's on. They're green, actually. I was looking at the wrong thing.
Oh, okay.
I was looking at the power strip.
So there's only two lights on?
Two lights, top one and the bottom one.
The middle one in between them is...
Yeah, let me get under the thing.
All right.